I'm Tom Kooser, local host of Morning Edition. I think my favorite road trip was the first one I took with my wife to New Hampshire in $75 56 Chevy. At the time, we thought, what could go wrong? We did have one problem. The vibration on the thing was such that it kind of shook our kidneys to the point where we had to make a lot of stops. You can turn your vehicle into the programs you love by donating it to WSHU at WSHU.org.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. A deal has been reached to preserve the birthing center at Sharon Hospital. Connecticut lawmakers want to tighten the rules on building power facilities. New Haven has installed air quality monitors at transportation hubs around the city, and there's 1 week left to take advantage of free admission to New York State Park pools. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut Attorney General William Tong has approved a merger between Long Island-based Northwell Hospital System and Nuvance Health. It's under condition that Sharon Hospital in Western Connecticut keeps its birthing center open. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
Sharon Hospital is owned by Nuvance Health. The hospital applied to close its birthing center in 2022, citing low birth rates in an aging community. That was denied earlier this year. Nuvance applied to merge with Northwell a few months ago. Tong and New York Attorney General Letitia James have approved that merger under the condition the birthing center stays open for at least 5 years. Northwell will also have to work with Nuvance to improve IT systems at the four hospitals. The merger now needs to be approved by the Connecticut Office of Health Strategy. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Some Connecticut lawmakers want to tighten the rules that allow the building of cell towers, solar farms, and other power facilities. WSHU's Shelley Hussman-Kadish reports.
The Connecticut Siting Council approved all but 9 such projects in the past 5 years out of more than 260, according to Hearst Connecticut Media. Current and former members of the agency tell Hearst the 3% denial rate doesn't fully show the lengthy research and vetting process projects go through before they're approved. Some Fairfield residents have complained over a recent United Illuminating proposal to string high-voltage transmission lines across parts of Fairfield. Lawmakers say there needs to be a balance between protecting communities and building infrastructure that will improve cell service and advance clean energy. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
On Long Island, Manhasset schools will drop the word Indians from their name. That's due to a state ban on Native American mascots. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
The district's teams will now go by Manhasset, or just Set, a shortened version of Manhasset. School officials say the Set nickname is used widely in the district and resonates with the community. The team logo will still be a capital letter M, but will no longer contain feathers. 13 school districts on Long Island were affected by the ban. Several have already changed their team names. Others, like Kennetquot and Wyandanch, have sued the state. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
New York State Park pools were free to residents this summer, and many Long Islanders took advantage of the program. That story is coming up in just a bit.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group. HartfordHealthcare.org.
Nassau County Police are investigating an apparent murder-suicide in Syosset yesterday in which 5 people are dead. The owner of the home was a 95-year-old woman who died and was buried last week. Police say one man was found on the front lawn with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Metro North says it will take 4 to 5 weeks to repair the flood damage on the Waterbury branch. 225 feet of track were displaced when the Naugatuck River went over its banks in Seymour. Bus service is being provided. An LIRR worker wants 2 years of back pay after being fired over a positive marijuana test. He's since been given his job back. It's the latest lawsuit to challenge the MTA's drug policy, according to Newsday. Recreational marijuana became legal in New York in 2021, but the MTA policy hasn't changed. Testing for even trace amounts of pot can result in an employee's firing without evidence of being under the influence on the job. The city of New Haven has installed air quality monitors near major transportation hubs. Mayor Justin Elliker says they'll allow the city to collect data from 11 new places.
We want to make sure that our residents have their finger on the pulse of air quality. We want to make sure that we can collect more data to help guide our policy-making decisions, and that's why we are installing these air monitors.
The monitors have sensors that collect air particles every 10 minutes. Elliker says people can view the data online and see close to real-time updates of the levels. New York State Park pools have been free to attend this summer. The new policy is part of the state's initiative to get youth and their families offline and outside. WSHU's Ada Uzenlar is on Long Island to see who's coming out to cool down.
Tammy McLaughlin is the captain of the West Bathhouse Pool at Jones Beach State Park on Long Island. To her, this place is special. And it has been since she was a kid.
It's one of those magical places because the stone and the structure itself is just, it's magnificent. You don't see pools really built like this anymore.
The pool and the park surrounding it are considered architectural feats. But the park's planning, done by Robert Moses, is heavily criticized today. Moses built the parkways with bridges too low to accommodate buses, keeping people of color without cars off the beach and out of the pool.
The message I don't really accept because it's troublesome and not as inclusive, let's just say that. But hopefully the takeaway now is inclusivity, which I think is important. The world needs to be, you know, more like the state park that we are now today. So
on a hot, sunny day, 99 years after the park's construction began, the pool at Jones Beach is swarming. Stephanie Mohabir and her family have been coming for years. She says this summer looks and sounds different.
They say it was free, which is pretty cool, yeah. Usually I don't see all these different people here, like different races. Now that the pools are free, everybody's here. Literally everyone is around having a good time, enjoying the summer.
One of many families sits in the concession area. Three kids jump on top of each other for a handful of fries. Grandma Anna Moran sits next to them with a smile.
Since they were little, I promised them a pool party if they graduated as a way to motivate them. So my daughter told me about this pool. Last year we came and we had a good time, but this year I liked it more because it was free.
Moran says free admission was especially helpful since she wanted to bring all 20 Brooklyn-based family members to the pool to be together. That includes her daughter, mother to one of the kids demolishing chicken tenders beside her.
Sometimes, you know, the package is tight when you need to pay rent and things like that.
Moran's son jumps in.
And when I ask mom, I'm like, Mom, how much is it? She's like, no, it's free. I'm like, what? What do you mean it's free? You know, we were so excited. It's hard to believe that something is free, especially out here in New York.
The family carpooled to get to the park and saved up to $100 in pool fees. New bus routes are available for those without a car. Money from the state was set aside specifically to transport youth to and from free swim lessons. The governor's office says pool attendance on some weekends has increased by 65% this year over last year. Pool Captain McLaughlin says that she's taken notice. The environment around her is changing.
We've really been able to see more families, I believe, this year than I've ever seen before. Families of all walks of life, coming from Connecticut, coming from Westchester, coming from New York City. And it's really a game changer because everybody really deserves to be able to participate.
State park pools close for the season on Labor Day. A lot about the pool at Jones Beach has changed since it was first created. More than just how much it costs to get in, but also who's able to enjoy it. Ada Uzunlar, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio, stream online at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And whether it's news, classical music, or podcasts like this one, it's all made possible with support from our listeners. So if you like what you hear, please consider donating to our station. All the info on how to do that is there for you on our website, including how to donate an old vehicle. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.